I am going to start off this episode a bit differently today. And it's inspired by this account I follow on Instagram called Dan's Golf World. He's quite poetic and really threaded these words on one of his posts so perfectly and profoundly. It is so good. In fact, it's so good, I'm going to add some background music to it. So I hope it's not too corny, but somewhat insightful and even create some feels for you. Maybe even inspire you to see the game a bit differently. Here it goes. You ready? Okay. Cue the music. Here we go. Golf. For some, it's just a game. Okay, stop. This is really corny. Okay, I'm just going to read it, okay? Okay, here we go. Golf. For some, it's just a game. A way to kill time between beers and bad decisions. But for you, it's different. It's a thing that quiets the noise. Not because it's easy. No, golf is a bastard. Unforgiving, addictive, beautiful. In the way storms are beautiful, majestic, powerful, and fully capable of ruining your day. But still, you show up. Because somewhere between the backswing and the follow through, something clicks. Something settles. The chaos outside the ropes gets put on mute. You breathe different, slower, on purpose. Every round is a self-portrait, drawn in cuts and fades, in tempo and trust. You shape shots like brush strokes. Some are ugly, some are art. All of them are yours. You don't chase a scorecard anymore. You chase the feeling in one swing that feels like truth. And if you're lucky, really lucky, you get it once or twice around. Just enough to bring you back. Just enough to believe that next time it all lines up. It's not just a sport. It's meditation with consequences. It's therapy without the couch. It's church with worse music and better clothes. You walk off the 18th, not always proud, but always honest. And in a world built on BS and filters, it's worth something. It breaks you just enough to keep you humble, and it heals you just enough to make you hope. Dan Evans, good job, dude. Hey, this is Hanju Lee, and you're listening to Better Golf Academy. I'm here to share the best secrets of improving your score without boring with mechanical swing tips. It's all about strategy and your mental game. So are you ready? All right, let's go. Why, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Better Golf Academy podcast. I'm your host, Hanju Lee. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you had an amazing week on and off the course. Sorry I missed you last week. I was in New Jersey visiting our future son-in-law's family. And guess what? They are also very passionate about golf. So guess what we did? Yep. They took me to this golf course out there called Ballyowen Golf Club in Hamburg, New Jersey. And it was voted one of the number one, like, best public courses in New Jersey. In fact, it has been even recognized as one of the top 50 courses in the country by Golf Week. It's lush and well-kept with rolling hills. Very unique and different vibe from the courses I play here in California, even though I love the courses here in California. It was just a different vibe. Also, I just got back home yesterday, and today I got to play Pelican Hills Golf Course, the South Course, which is also so freaking amazing. Every hole is so picturesque with ocean views, and the weather today was absolutely perfect. So I've been thinking all week about what I was going to talk about today and really solidified and reaffirmed this episode by playing these two courses. And on top of that, I read this quote by Dan's Golf World, the one that I just quoted off to you. And man, that really hit me like a 7-iron to the soul. It captures exactly what I wanted to talk about today. The almost medicinal quality golf has for mental health and well-being. You know, We spend so much time talking about how to fix our slices or how to read greens better or how to avoid these blow up holes, and like we talked about last episode. But today I want to take a step back and talk about something more fundamental. Why we play this crazy game in the first place. Or if you're listening and you're not a golfer, why we should start playing this crazy game. And it's funny because research is actually showing that the biggest reason people, especially young golfers, are playing the game today isn't to compete or to network or even to get exercise. It's for mental health and self-care. Isn't that really interesting? Golf as therapy, golf as medicine. And I don't know about you, but that rings so true for me. Some of my best thinking, my clearest moments, and my most peaceful states of mind have come from the golf course. Even when I'm playing terribly, there's just something about being out there, focusing on this little white ball, walking between shots, in the sun in your face. It's just powerful medicine. So today we're going to dive into this idea of golf as self-care. We'll look at what science tells us about mental health benefits of golf, why it seems to have this almost therapeutic quality, and how you can maximize these benefits in your own game. Because if we're being honest, sometimes golf can also be the source of our stress, right? So we'll talk about how to make sure it stays on the therapy side rather than the torment side. All right, let's get into it. You know, when I first started researching this topic, I was kind of amazed by how many scientific evidence there is for golf's positive effects on our mental health and like overall well-being. This isn't something we feel intuitively. Researchers have actually studied it. One of the most striking studies I found was from Europe, which looked at the health benefits of golf. The research found that mental health is significantly improved by moderate physical activity like golf, with reduction in both anxiety and depression. A Swedish study even found that golfers live an average of 5 years longer than non-golfers. 5 years! That's extra 1,825 days on this planet. That's like getting to play like, I don't know, 300 more rounds in golf in your lifetime. What's fascinating is why this happens. Researchers point to several factors, but one of the most important is that golf combines several powerful mental health boosters in one activity. See, okay, first there's this green space effect, right? Being in nature has been shown to reduce stress hormones and improve mood. Think about it. You're surrounded by carefully maintained landscaping, trees, sometimes water features, all under an open sky. It's like nature bath for your brain. Second, there is this physical activity. Golf involves walking, if you're skipping the cart, which I highly recommend, which releases endorphins and other feel-good chemicals in your brain. Even the physical act of swinging a club requires concentration and body awareness that can be almost meditative. Third, there's a social connection. Golf is often played with others, and social connection is one of the strongest predictors of mental well-being. Even if you're playing as a single and get paired up, you're having conversations, sharing experiences, connecting with others. And fourth, and I think this is really important, golf gives a sense of purpose and focus. When we're trying to hit the little stupid white ball, our brains are ruminating on work stress or relationship problems or financial worries. We're present, focused on the task at hand. That's a mental vacation that's incredibly valuable in our hyper-connected, always-on world. Now, what I find really interesting is that new research shows that Gen Z, that's the younger golfers coming up in the game, are actually citing mental health and self-care as their primary reason for playing golf. Not competition, not physical fitness, but mental well-being. That's a major shift from previous generations. I think it speaks to how much more aware we're becoming about the importance of mental health. My dad is in his 80s, and I remember when we played together back when, he used to always say, "Hey man, once I step on the golf course, for some strange reason, all my stress and problems of life fade away." One of the things that makes golf such a powerful form of self-care, it's its unique psychological profile. Golf isn't just a physical game, it's an intense mental one. You know, when people say golf is like 90% mental, I wonder if they're just calculating the time you're actually hitting the ball versus the time we spend thinking about hitting the ball during the round. 90-10. That sounds about right, right? This mental aspect of golf has some fascinating psychological benefits. For one, it forces us to be present. When you're standing over a putt, you can't be worrying about tomorrow's meeting or yesterday's argument. You have to be right there in that moment. That's mindfulness, yo. That's mindfulness practice, plain and simple. Golf also teaches us emotional regulation. Okay, let's be real. Golf will make you feel the full spectrum of human emotions. Sometimes in a single hole, you feel frustration, disappointment, joy, pride, sometimes even embarrassment. Learning to manage those emotions to not let the bash outs affect the next one is an incredibly valuable life skill. And then there's an aspect of golf as a metaphor for life. Golf teaches patience, persistence, humility, honesty, and acceptance. Bad breaks happen in golf just like in life. Like perfect shots end up in divots, which I hate that rule. If you hit the fairway, bro, you shouldn't be penalized with divots. Anyway, great putts sometimes hit a spike mark and veer offline. I don't know. Is that too much? Learning to accept these moments with grace carries over into how we handle life's unfair moments. I love that Arnold Palmer said about this. He said, "Golf is deceptively simple, endlessly complicated. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. It is at the same time rewarding and maddening. And it is without a doubt the greatest game mankind has ever invented." Amen. That complexity, that challenge, is the part of what makes golf such a powerful tool for mental health. It's not easy. It requires us to deal with failure, to persevere, to focus, to be present. These are all mental muscles that, when strengthened, help us deal with life challenges off the course as well. Another aspect of golf that's really fascinating from a health perspective is its role in longevity and health aging. Golf isn't just something we do for fun. It might actually help us live longer, like we talked about before. Research has consistently shown that golf contributes to increased life expectancy. That Swedish study that I mentioned earlier that found golfers live like 5 years longer than non-golfers, even after controlling for another factors like socioeconomic status. It's a pretty remarkable finding. But it's not just about living longer, it's about living better. As we age, maintaining cognitive function becomes increasingly important. And guess what? Golf appears to help with that too. The mental calculation, the strategic thinking, the memory required to remember how many or how you played the last hole, or all of these keep our brains active and engaged. There's also emerging research showing that golf can improve balance and cognitive function in older adults. One study had non-golfers in their 60s and 70s participate in a golf training program, and after just 10 weeks, they show significant improvement in walking speed and cognitive performance. That's pretty, pretty amazing for a game that some people don't even consider a sport. And then there's this social aspect, right? The loneliness is a major health risk factor, especially for older adults. And golf provides regular social interaction, shared experience, and opportunities to form and maintain friendship. That social connectivity is incredibly valuable for mental health as we age. When I was in New Jersey, we went out to eat and kind of popular restaurant, and we walked in and I opened the door and there was a big sign, like when you walk in, just like your eye level, so you can't miss it. and it says, welcome to the 19th hole. And it's not even like on the golf course or anything. And I'm like, what? Why is it called 19th hole? And as I was getting seated, I was walking through and I was looking around. Oh, there's so many golfers. You can tell, right? Because they have their visors on, hats on, and they're all sitting around talking. All these golfers, they golf throughout the day, in the morning or whatever. They all go out to eat together. I play at my parents' retirement community sometimes, and I've seen this firsthand with this entire community that's passionate about golf. It's absolutely crucial to their physical and mental health. It gets them out of the house, keeps them active, gives them regular social connection with their golfing buddies, and it gives them something to look forward to each week. It's provided a structure and purpose that I think it's vital to their well-being as they get older. So when I think about golf as an investment, it's not just about money we spend on equipment or green fees. It's an investment in our future health and longevity. And that's a pretty good return on investment, if you ask me. All right, so are you convinced that golf is more than just a sport now? It's almost a lifeline, a secret lifeline to happiness. Am I going too far with this? Nah, bro. Okay, so quick summary. Number one, we talked about the science of golf and mental health because research shows that golf improves mental health through nature exposure, exercise, social connection, and focused attention. Studies reveal golfers live 5 years longer than non-golfers, with younger players now prioritizing mental well-being. Okay, number two, the unique psychological profile of golf. The golf builds psychological strength by requiring mindfulness, emotional regulation, and acceptance of unpredictable outcomes. These mental skills develop on the course, transfer to handling life's broader challenges. Yep. Okay, number three, golf as a longevity strategy. Golf extends lifespan while maintaining cognitive function through strategic thinking and regular social interaction. This combination of mental, physical, and social benefits makes golf a powerful investment in healthy aging. Wow. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to return that quote from Dan's Golf World that I shared in the beginning. The line about golf being meditation with consequences really resonates with me because that's exactly what it is. It's a practice that requires presence, focus, acceptance, but with the added dimension of concrete outcome that matters to us. The research is clear. Golf can be a powerful tool for mental health and well-being. It combines so many elements that we talked about that we know are beneficial, like physical activity, exposure to nature, social connection, mindfulness, cognitive challenge, all wrapped up in the game that's endlessly fascinating and never fully mastered. With Gen Zs and younger millennials now citing mental health and self-care as their primary reason for playing golf, I think we're seeing a shift in how people relate to this game. It's not just about competing or networking or exercise. It's about finding space where we can disconnect from noise of modern life and reconnect with ourselves. Okay, so next time you head out to the course, I encourage you to bring an awareness of these benefits with you. You can approach your round not just as a game to be won, but as a practice to be experienced. Notice how you feel before, during, and after your round. Be intentional about using golf as a form of self-care. Because at the end of the day, the score you write on your card is far less important than how the game makes you feel. And if golf can be a source of joy, peace, connection, well-being in your life, well, I think that's more valuable than breaking 80. I know I'm not talking to everybody, but you know who I'm talking to, if that's you. So what do you guys think? Did I hit the nail on the head? Are you vibing me on this? Because I'm very passionate about it. Anyway, I feel like I talked a lot, but thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging with me. I learned a bunch, and I hope you did too. And if you did, do me a huge favor. Can you please share this episode with a golfer friend who might need to be reminded of this mental health benefits of this great game. And don't forget to leave me a review. I would love for you to subscribe. And if you want to chat with me directly, go to bettergolfacademy.com/hello and leave me a note. I promise to get back to you. And let's keep building this Better Golf Academy community together. And if you want to put everything I talked about, all these ideas into practice, I've created a free worksheet called Mental Health and Self-Care Practice Guide. It's got 6 simple exercises to transform your golf into an intentional mental health practice. Just visit bettergolfacademy.com/peace, P-E-A-C-E, and start using golf as your personal form of mental medicine. And in the meantime, thanks for listening to Better Golf Academy podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Be awesome, and bye for now.